Bava Metzia, Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud 3:10. Topic of this Mishnah is the standard of care that's expected from a Shomer Chinam, unpaid guardian, who is entrusted to keep someone else's money. So the Mishnah says, Hamafkid Maus Eitzel Chavero. If one gives his friend money to keep safe for him, and then the Shomer, the friend, Tsararan Vishfilan Lachorav. The friend ties him into like a handkerchief, which is the normal way of, you know, the equivalent of like a wallet, I'll call it, like, you know, for storing those coins. But then, kind of like in the cartoons, he puts it like in a stick over his shoulder with the tied money behind him. And then something happens to the money, gets lost or gets stolen. So we're going to say he's going to be on the hook because he's chayev to make restitution, even if it was stolen or lost. Notwithstanding the fact that a shomer chinam is usually exempt from theft or loss, shlo shamar kaderech hashomrim, because he didn't guard it in the way that guardians are expected to do. In other words, it's just too lax of a way to store money, cash. What should he have done? He should have essentially kept it in his hand with him. If he's outside, he should keep him, you know, in his tied up in his hand so no one can get to it. Okay, that's the first case of the Mishnah. Now, there's another case of the Mishnah. According to Rashi, it's one case. According to other Mefarshim, it's actually two more cases, which is Oshem Mesaran Levno Levito Akatanim, or after receiving the money, the Shomer then hands over that money to his children, either his son or his daughter, who is a Katan, meaning before Bar Bat Mitzvah. And then according to Rashi, Vinal Bifneim Shlokaroi, he locked the kids in the house, but not in a way they couldn't get out, and therefore the kids did get out, and they took the money with them, and they lost it. Okay, again, he'll be chayev, because that's considered to be a pshia, like the previous case, it's negligence, and the shomer chinam, although it's exempt from gnev and aveda, that's only if he wasn't poshe, if he wasn't negligent. This is called negligence. Now, we said before that a person, a shomer shamus l'shomer, if a person who's authorized to be a guardian hands over the deposit to another guardian, that's unacceptable. Even if the other guardian is better, smarter, or paid, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, you're not allowed to do that, either because the original owner will say, I don't trust him as a guardian, I trust you, or I don't trust his shvua that it's missing, I only trust yours. Whatever the case is, you're not allowed to do that. But it's understood that when a person is entrusted to watch something for his friend, that person, the shomer, may ask other members of his household to watch it for him. Like he goes out of the house, he'll leave his wife in charge or his kids in charge of the thing. That's understood, and therefore it's not considered to be a shomer shmos l'shomer, that's unauthorized. Notwithstanding that, that only applies to members of the household who are gedolim, bar bat mitzvah age. As for katanim, minors, they're not responsible, and therefore the depositor never expected or never authorized, even implicitly, that the shomer could allow his young children to be the guardian. So that being the case, it's considered pshia. According to Rashi, he didn't lock them in as he should have. According to others, a third case is, or if there was a break in the house, but he didn't lock the door properly, again, that's considered to be a pshia. And in all those cases, two or three cases, he's chayev, the shomer chinam is chayev, because he was poshea, shalo shamar kaderach hashomrim, because he didn't guard in the way that shomrim are expected to guard. Vim shamar kaderach hashomrim, of course, if he did protect the money in the way that guardians are expected to protect money, then patra, then he's exempt. So now, for shomer chinam, we just said what it is. For shomer sachar, it's even more than that. For shomer sachar, the standard's even higher. He's supposed to, there are different shittas in the Rishonim exactly how much care, but some learning even has to keep it on him at all times. The Gemara certainly says that the way you're supposed to keep money in your house, even a shomer chinam, the derech hashomrim, is like keeping it in the walls, kind of either like low to the ground or high up near the ceiling. So even if someone comes and knocks on the walls and search what's hidden in the walls, he won't be able to detect it because it's close to the ground and like doesn't echo properly, you know? So that's the expectation. As far as a shomer sachar, even that's not good enough. He has to either keep with him in his hands or otherwise like dig it in the ground where it can't be found, whatever the case is. The point is, obviously nowadays we don't do that. I'm sure hiding in your wall is a very good hiding place. The point is that you're expected to guard it even more than you guard your normal things to make sure that no one can get to it. And if you don't, that's called not derech hashomrim. And the shomer chinam, if it gets stolen or lost, would in fact be liable.